Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth men knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
אל נקמות אדוני, אל נקמות הופיע. הנשא שופט הארץ, השב גמול על גאים. עד מתי רשעים אדוני, עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו? יביעו ידברו עתק, יתאמרו כל פועלי אבן. עמך אדוני ידקעו, ונחלתך יענו. אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, ויתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו, לא יראה יח, ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם, וכסילים מתי תשכילו. הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט. היוסר גויים הלא יוכיח, המלמד אדם דעת. Adonai yodea machshevot adam ki hemma havel. Ashre hagever asher teyasserenu yah umit toratecha telammedenu lehashkit lo mimera ad yikare larasha shachat ki lo yitosh Adonai amo venachalato lo yaazov ki ad tzedek yashuv mishpat ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולי אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני יסעדני, ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשו נפשי. היי חוברך כיסא אבות, יוצר עמל עלי חוק, יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ואלוהי לצור מחסי, וישב עליהם את עונם, וברעתם יצמיתם, יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו.
if they pull up sheaves of bucklers and stand up for a head. Man, I used to give me for me head. A man, you can go on with the way. A man, you better give me for me head. To read your Bible, give me for me head. To read your Bible. Somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible. Someone wrong, but it's not your Bible. When you go to your bed and you feel a lot of weight on you, and you take up your Bible and read the Psalms, deliver me from my enemy, O Jah. Give I strength and power to fight against the wicked one, for they shall never ever overcome my air. Can you say somebody wrong but it's not your Bible? Someone wrong but it's not your Bible. I say wicked remove ya, iniquity worker remove, iniquity worker remove. Sing it say that somebody wrong but it's not your Bible. Zion is an holy place. So if you want to go to Zion, man, you got to live in love and unity. L-O-V-E, lovers I would say. Girl, let me tell you, say that somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible. Somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible. Oh no. Dreadful eye, have a shanty eye. I and I, Israelite, me say me naughty dread, naughty dread, naughty stay. Somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible, you know. False witness, look, shall dribble away like the smoke, dribble away from my and I nostril. Night and day, they shall be like the leaf that dribble away from out the limbs of the trees. And then it ends up in a place where it don't know where it is. Somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible. I and I shall stand and live up to obtain continually, huh? So just say not one of his children shall sit on the sidewalk begging bread. Somebody.
Yeah. Because the way they've been taught about the Bible, that is not the way of the Bible. You know what I mean? Because if I was living in that world where the everyday interpretation of the Bible go on, then I would have ate the Bible too. But now that we have found the right way of the Bible, then the Bible is to be loved, because the Bible is a record of man creation. It's the only book tell you, it's the only book can make, can show you where mankind begin without any prejudice or anything like that, any boastiness, pride or anything. It just have how it go, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Well, all the Christian people, not even a Christian, all the people who go to churches interpret the Bible and the preachers them. That is not the right way. Because the greatest thing is that life. See? It's life. Life I deal with. If the preacher read the Bible and tell you that you have to die to go to heaven, then he's not reading the Bible. Because the Bible tells you have to live in a heaven. You don't die and go to heaven. You have to live in heaven. You know, a lot of places on earth could be. But Africa is our heaven, because that's where we come from. You know, maybe if it's a Swiss, maybe if you're from Switzerland and the people know God, then maybe you could live in peace, unity, harmony, you know. But, you know, people are stubborn and desert because of material vanity.
Well, if you take the animal and you burn it, then the smoke rises, and God is that which is above, and so God can detect the smoke, and then he can detect the quality of the offering. So that's the idea behind the offering, and it is archaic. It's not the way that modern people think about sacrifice, but I think about it psychologically as a developmental move towards full recognition of the idea, first of all, that work is a form of sacrifice and vice versa, and that because you sacrifice the present to the future at least, but you also sacrifice everything to your highest priority if you're not confused. And then that brings up the question of what the highest priority should be and what the quality of the sacrifice should be. And the answer to that psychologically is it should be the highest possible quality sacrifice to the highest possible thing. Because otherwise you have to ask yourself, well, why would you bother doing it? So it's easy to dismiss these ideas of burnt offering as primitive superstition, but there's an idea behind them that's it's unbelievably deep and profound, and also the idea that life requires sacrifice to continue in its utmost form, and that the sacrifice should be voluntary, and that even it should extend in some sense, and has to the sacrifice of the innocent. I mean, that's an extremely profound and also very problematic idea, but it can't be just hand-waved away.
And there's a manner in which, if you take that fractally and you apply it to little things or to purposes in general, there's a manner in which the purpose will always know the quality of your sacrifice,
right?
Because what you do, the quality of what you do will attain or not the purpose.
Right.
But like, the world will hit you back. You can pretend with people. You can lie. You can deceive. But if you're trying to be a good basketball player,
and you don't make the sacrifices,
yeah, you're not going to be a good basketball player.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, and that's another indication of the intrinsic logos of the world. And we also know this deeply, I would say, inside ourselves, because people know perfectly well that their conscience can torment them. And it is the case sometimes that people's conscience is overdeveloped and has this tyrannical superego element and will knock them down. But if your conscience is functioning well, basically what it does is indicate to you constantly that your sacrifices are either not of the right sort or they're not of the highest quality. And you call yourself out on that, right? And what's one of the things that's so odd about that is you can't, if you try to escape from that, it just makes it worse for you, and you know that, and you really can't escape from it, not except by abiding by it. You can fight it and all of that, and you can harden your heart and become even more determined in your willingness to make improper sacrifices, but you know perfectly well, I've never seen anyone that in some fundamental sense was deluded on that account. People know. They know. I could have tried harder.
By the way, is it your theory then, in light of all these days and that subject of sacrifice, do you feel that we are net losers religiously, morally, theologically, net gainers, or neither, having no more sacrificial system?
Well, I think we do still have a sacrificial system. I mean, I asked my students all the time in my Maps of Meaning class, a lot of them were children of first-generation immigrants, often Asian. I said, what did your parents sacrifice to come here? Well, it's like they knew exactly what that meant, and they knew exactly, generally, what they had sacrificed as well. And so we've spiritualized it in some sense, and partly what you see in the entire biblical corpus is the spiritualization,
the psychologization of a sacrificial practice. But very specifically, and I don't have an answer.
The fact that we don't act it out.
The actual carnal representation of sacrifice, is that a loss that we don't
have
that?
It's a very good question. I mean,
I
part of the question that Jonathan and I have been debating back and forth constantly is, and part of the question that this book raises is, to what degree does what's become abstract still need to be represented in image and action, right?
Right.
How much does it have to be ritualized?
Yeah.
And
but
the
there
answer
is still,
we don't
I mean,
know.
In Jewish tradition, there is still, even though it's not a killing of an animal, there still is a ritualized aspect of the sacrifice. Is there some kind of giving, like giving money or giving something
Judaism, the Torah and Judaism later, are very concrete religions. It was even dismissed by some Christians in the Middle Ages as a carnal religion because it's so deeply embedded in life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the abstract is less important than the concrete in many ways in the Torah and in Judaism. But I'm asking this, I don't know if you know this, I'm sure Oz knows this, many, many religious Jews still pray daily for the restoration of the sacrificial system, that the temple be rebuilt, and specifically so that we can sacrifice again. And
there's no denying the drama of blood and death.
Right. So you would not dismiss that prayer as odd.
I tend not to dismiss anything that's extraordinarily peculiar out of hand, right? Because there's usually something lurking underneath it. But I mean, in Christianity, obviously, you still have a sacrifice.
Right? We participate in the sacrifice of Christ.
Right.
It's not a repeated sacrifice,
no. Isn't it?
It is a participation, a perfect memory in the participation of the sacrifice of Christ.
It is an unusual period. AD 70 is when it disappeared, isn't it?
Right.
Destruction of the temple. And they shifted from the temple to the synagogue and from, if I understand it rightly, Dennis, from sacrifice
to prayer.
To prayer.
Right.
And I always wonder, how does prayer fill in for sacrifice?
Well, hopefully when you pray, you sacrifice your own
tyrant. Atonement.
Right? Because that's it.
Well, partly what you're saying is,
I think if the prayer is proper, is you're saying, there's part of me that needs to go. There's part of me that I need to let go. There's part of me that needs to die, and it has to be given up to something higher. What part of it is of me has to go? And there's a contemplative aspect to that, and you look to the highest to help guide you in that. So there's a discriminating spirit within you that can help separate the chaff from the wheat, and the offering up of the chaff is the sacrificial gesture, and so that can be transformed into prayer. And one of the things that Jung would say about that, for example, is that if you give up enough psychologically, you don't have to. You'll cut your losses in actuality. And, of course, that's sort of what thought's for, is right? So that you can get yourself straight. You can give it up in abstraction so you don't act out the pathology and then nothing dies in actuality. But that still means you have something to give up. And part of that repentance idea is a sacrificial notion. It's like, well, oh, that's what I did wrong. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a big part of me. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to hurt when that goes. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, but maybe you won't die. And then you offer it up as a sacrifice to something higher, because otherwise, why would you improve? Mm-hmm. And that discriminating spirit inside that judges what's in you that should be sacrificed, that wouldn't even exist unless it was existing in relationship to something higher, because there'd be nothing to serve as a judge.
Yes, 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 that audible right there. A reasoning on prayer being a form of sacrifice or form of offering. Another distinction, shalom chavarim, shalom, is we have sacrifice, a sacrificial offering, and then we also have offering. But here, this was on praying is a form of sacrifice. And, you know, some of the biblical points of reference, contemplations here. So here to the standing prayer being a form of sacrifice and a form of offering. Here, Amida, standing prayer. God.
My Lord, open my lips and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarch, and who in love brings the Redeemer to the children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one? And who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet words of the assembly of the holy seraphim, who twice repeat, Holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires penitence. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praying. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the year. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the year. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who life, righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for informers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuild Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. for our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in his heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beth Hamikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. Amen.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Sadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burning, they have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening.
You really think it's easy being an artist? But you don't know the sacrifice we make,
true,
the journeys we take. That's why I'm here telling it straight.
Never see the right and the wrong side. You only see the fame and the limelight. You only see a rising. But you never know that I come from far. The long journeys and the tiring trips. When I'm on the road, love fills me up with chips. Today I'm in Trinidad, tomorrow in Brazil for a big big show. I've got to work, I've got to pay the price. I've got to work, I've got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class. Lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, got to sacrifice. In a different life, when you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will come in. I go to the north and I go south. I go east, west, so I'm all about doing my work of course. Chatting with the most, I am well on course. Radio interviews and the sound check. Jingles, the place, and I just can't forget. Working class, lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice. Got to work, got to pay the price. When you put your shoulders to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will feel.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate.
Bless these imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I, continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, from your heart, from your heart.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly,
Now, blessed is the man that trusts in the ways Shalom, Chabrim, Shalom. Hebrew first words here for this seventh, the Zain, this seventh weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, and I, annual Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat, strong Shabbat, Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y- Moses, the Hebrew book of Genesis, known as Bereshith. Bereshith, also pointed Bereshit. Bereshit. Here we pick up with chapter XXVIII in the Chumash, the Masoretic Hebrew, chapter 28, Genesis chapter 28, in the Kaf, Chaf Che, Chaf Che, Kaf Che, chapter 28, verse 10, the Yud verse, verse 10, English verse. And Jacob, Yaakov, went out from Beersheba, 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 and went toward Haran, and went toward Haran, Haran. Hebrew first words here for this seventh weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding in the Sefer, in the Sefer Bereshith, in the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 28, verse 10. Why it's a Yaakov be be'er Shaba. Why yelek Haran. Why it's a Yaakov be be'er Shaba. Why yelek Haran. And Jacob went out from Beersheba, Beersheba, and went toward Haran, Haran. Hebrew first words, Yitzhe. And he went out. Hebrew first words here, Yitzhe. Why it's a Hebrew first words here for this seventh weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. Why it's a, and he went, out went, out went, out went, out went, out went, out wins, out wins, out wins.
Wiggle and jiggle and wiggle and jiggle and wiggle and jiggle and wiggle and jiggle and dance. When the people see me dance, they might tell me fe just Guan, Guan, it name Guan. It name Guan, Guan.
And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee.
Sabbatical study, this Ayanai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 for the Rabbi, Rabbi, hear for the Rabbi, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth of offering. Hear for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Yitzei, Sabbath, and he went out, and he went forward. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 30, here at verse 14, for the Revi'i, Rabbi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah. Why Yelek Reuven, Bia Mea Ketzira Chitin, Why Yimsa Dudain, Ba Sadeh, Waya beya otama ella leya imo, watomer rachela ella leya, tenina li, mia du dae be nek. And Reuven went in the days of wheat harvest. Wayalech Reuven be mea kitzir chitin. And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field. Wayimsa dua daim basadeh, and brought them to his mother Leah. Wayaveya otam illa leah imo. Then Rachel, then Rachel said to Leah, give me I pray thee of thy sons mandrakes, Watomer Rachel, Ilalea, Tnina, Li, Mi Du Dae, Binek. Tnina Li, give to me, Mia Du Dae, Binek. Give to me, I pray the eye. Tnina li, give to me, I pray thy, of thy sons mandrakes, Mia du daea benech. And she said to her, is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband? And wouldest thou take away my sons mandrakes also? And Rachel said, therefore, he shall lie with thee tonight for thy sons mandrakes. And Yaakov and Jacob came out of the field in the evening. And Leah went out to meet him and said, thou must come in to me. I must come into I, for surely I have hired thee with my sons mandrakes. And he lay with her that night. And Elohim, the true God, and Elohim hearkened to Leah, and Elohim hearkened to Leah. Vayishma'a Elohim illa Leah. And she conceived, and bear Yaakov, and bear Jacob a fifth son. And Leah said, Elohim hath given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband. And she called his name Issachar. Watomer Leah, Natana Elohim Sikaria, Ashara Natatia, Shifahatia, Leishi. Watikra Shemo Yisakar. And Leah said, Elohim hath given me my hire. Natan Elohim Sikari have given me Sikari, have given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband. Asha natatia shifahatia le ishi, to ishi, to my man, to my husband. And she calls his name Yisakara. Watikra shemoa Yisakar. And Leah conceived again, and bare Yaakov, and bare Jacob a sixth son. And Leah said, Elohim hath endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband Ishi dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons. And she called his name Zebulun. Oatahar Odaleya. Wateleda Baina Shishia Li Yaakov. And Leah conceived again and bore Shishi Bain Shishi, a sixth son, Li Yaakov. Watomer Leah. Zebadani Elohim. He dwelt Elohim. Has endowed me with a good dowry. Zebadani Elohim Otia Zevad Zevedat Ova Hapa'am Yizebeleini Ishi Kia Yalad Tia Loa Shisha Banim Watikra Etashemo Zebulun. And she called his name Zebulun. She called his name Zebulun. And afterward, she bare a daughter and called her name Dina. We achar yalda bat. Wa tikra eta shimaha Dina. And Elohim remembered Rachel, and Elohim hearkened to her.
and opened her womb, her matrix, opened her womb, and she conceived and bare a son, and said, Elohim have taken away, Elohim have taken away my reproach. Wa tomera asaf Elohim, gathering together, Elohim have taken away, asaf Elohim eta charpati, charpati, have gathered together, taken away, gathered together my reproach, asaf Elohim eta charpati. And she called his name Yosef. Watikra eta shemo Yosef, saying, Yahuwah Jehovah, saying, Jehovah shall add to me, to I, another son. Leimor Yosef Yahuwah, Yosef Yahuwah li bein acher, Jehovah shall add to me another son. And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Yaakov said to Laban, send I away, that I may go to mine own place and to my country, give my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service when which I have done thee, for the I knowest my service, which I have done thee. And Laban said to him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry for me. I have learned by experience that Jehovah hath blessed me for thy sake. I have learned by experience that Jehovah, Waya barakeni hoa bi gelaleka. I have learned by experience that Jehovah have blessed me for your sake, for the eye's 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 sake.
Selamta Beteseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Study this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Most difficult things to deal with is not just that adversaries or adversarial situations from without, but there's those things that tend to happen even from within, many times within one's own family. And it's interesting, this Torah portion here, why you'd say, and he went forward, he went out. Even the reasons why Yaakov, who was Yaakov? Yaakov was one of two twins. What do they call it, fraternal twins, or not identical? Well, I think there's some kind of interesting kind of mirror reverse, not similarities, but there's interesting, even the blessing and what happens, the birthright, you know, and how do we really, you know, how do we really see these things? How do we really receive what is here? Because there's a traditional, you know, what we hear. There's things that people hear about the Bible. You know, like sometimes people will give like little, what they call it, trivia. You know, you hear a lot of trivia. I call it like biblical trivia, things that people might hear people talk about the Bible, people who might seem really religious or churchy or godly or so forth and so on. They might not be, whatever the case is, but people who are not, who really don't have a familiarity, they would trust that some of the people they hear speaking about it often or going to church or doing this or that, that is in the way of God from what they would think. So, you know, we hear these stories, we hear things. And a lot of times, sometimes when we hear things, depends on how we hear it, it might not make sense. So there's a lot of things concerning the Bible and the scriptures that upon first hear, it says the Lord has spoken once, like God speaks once, the source, the truth is spoken once, but this I've heard twice. This we have to really kind of weigh, like how we heed, how we hear, even Robeno. I and I, Rabbi, Yeshua, Rabbi of Rabbis, on our Black Lord and Savior says, take heed, right? Take heed to how you hear, right? Take heed to how you hear. So we have to take heed to how we hear, right? We got to take heed, right? Take heed to even how we read, right? Not just how we hear, but also to how we read. So when the great thing about the Torah portion reading and feedings, and, you know, there's challenges, and I know that many of the brothers and sisters would like to be even more diligent. I know many of the either, you know, would like to even be more diligent so you can find these things and take the time to, you know, really explore the heart and mind on these things even much deeper. But because we're in the world, not of the world, but there's also other responsibilities and things that we as you know, individuals and people, we go through too. But what's so interesting that this reflects right here, even the principles I often say and teach, and this is what I've been taught, and I recognize that there's a truism that once you get this truism for yourself, there's a principle within this principle that can be and should be applied. We say principle over personality. So we have personality in the scripture. We can go through the scripts and look at different ones and ones, different characters in the scripture, and, you know, reason on their personality kind of type. So we have in the Hebrew scriptures, of course, in the nine areas of people activity, nine plus. I like to call it the nine plus areas of people activity. But beginning off with what we know concerning the nine areas, you know, jobless, Dr. Nellie Fuller Jr. and Francis Cress Welsing and those who have brought it forward even more and even applied it, you know, to real world things. So it's applying this to real world situation. But the first thing we had to address and the first thing we also have to take a moment to address is the false ways, right, is the pseudo ways, the counterfeit ways we might have heard or been led to believe this is what the Bible is saying or this is what God is saying or this is what this one or that one concerning, we could say, the faith or concerning what's in the Bible, the scripture. Or if one will speak about Judaism or Christianity or on the level of religion or some would say Abrahamic religion, so forth and so on, but concerning the Bible. Because we have a text, we have a script, we have a point of reference, right? And not just a translation. Most people run into the runner's wall. We call this like the runner's wall of the translation, right? They get, when I say lost in translation, initially, at first, it's no fault of any of our own the way we hear things. I mean, I've heard things when I was small, growing up. I didn't grow up in the church, but I grew up with church playing a major role in my life. You know, I had to go and I had to sit down, I had to listen, I had to be well-behaved, so forth and so on, because who was my so-called family, so-called relationship in that whole business, the church world. But I was never encouraged in it. I got to just say this and continue to say this because one might think, well, because certain people and very important persons in my personal life are church people that, oh, well, you must have gotten that because of them. because some ones and ones may have met, you know, certain earthlies, you know, earthly relations. I have to keep it clear with what the Messiah says. If you love mother, father, let's bring up that verse right here because this is so important for the regeneration. Because a man's enemies, as the word says, a man's enemies shall be who? Well, actually, it uses the term enemies in King James Version. It says that a man's foes, right? It uses the term a man's foes, right, shall be they of his own household, right? A man's foes. This is what we have in this particular Torah portion. This is what Yaakov, this is what Jacob is experiencing. Now, remember who Yaakov is according to the principle. According to the principle in relation vis-a-vis to the pattern. So we're looking at the principle and the pattern. All right, so there's a certain pattern here with the seventh Torah portion, reading and feeding, the seventh one, with why you'd say, and he went out. Why did Yaakov go out? So what's the continuity of what is going on here within the narrative, right? So looking at the narrative and the basics of the narrative, getting the basic, I'd say, gist of the narrative, but now looking at some of the particular peculiar details, and of course, how it reflects on us, because no doubt when someone reads or hears something from the Bible or concerning the Bible or, you know, biblical, Christian, Bible-related things or themes, subject matters, of course, you know, we hear it whether we are so-called believers or not believers. You know, we engage it. I mean, even the whole atheist, pseudo, you know, latter-day kind of so-called atheist kind of arguments, most of there, they would not have any cause if there was not the script of the Bible. So even their existence is because of the Bible, the scripture. You see, you know, and it's a very kind of a pseudo sense, but it's understandable. Some folks say, well, they do not believe. Then you have the ones who are agnostic. I think that it's a little bit, I could understand that they don't know. They're basically saying that they really don't know. Right, they've heard different things. And I think it's more honest to say, I really don't know. There's things that I grew up, you know, around and frequenting, you know, the church and having people within my family, you know, pastors and preachers, you know, so to speak. You know, I'm not saying this to be derisive, but as I begin to learn and grow what is the true way, I begin to reflect. I say, oh, my goodness, oh, my God. You know what I mean? Because things I might have heard, say a selected verse. You know, it's one thing when we just look up a verse, because this is what a lot of folks do. You know, they either look up or they find or they scroll through the Bible or scan into the Bible. They find a verse here, they find a verse there, and they might note it, and they make an argument about this verse and about what they assume this verse means or what they assume the verse is speaking about, but never have a real better context of, well, let's read the whole passage. Let's understand the context of the times that we're talking about. Because some things in 2019, 2020, when we look at where we're at, you know, if I look at my present situation in Brooklyn, right, and yes, we're seeking to move forward, brothers and sisters, you know, the donation, give thanks for donations, also support, we need other locations if ones are willing to help and assist. We're like Jacob right now. We're like Yaakov. Lord, we got to keep on, right, we got to keep on moving. We do. This is what we have right here. That's why I began off with the Medi about a man's foes, right? Who shall a man's foes be? Well, according to the scripts, according to the words of Moshiach, they shall be they of his own household, right? This is what we talk about Isaac. Remember we talked about Yitzhak, about Isaac in the previous Torah portion, Toldot, generations? We said that he was legally blind. Isn't it interesting how he loved Esau? He loved Esau. Of course, the scripts bring out because he ate of his venison, because Esau had game in his mouth, you know, the game, not just game, but a hunter, the type of game of hunter. He had game in his mouth. This is why Yitzhak, the patriarch, the son, right, the son of Abraham, right, that son whom, according to the pattern, we are called in Yitzhak, right? And Isaac, interestingly enough, means what? What does Isaac mean? Yitzhak? It means to laugh, right? To laugh, to laugh, and the whole context of who laughed, right? Sarah, most folks would say Sarah laughed. I was one of those people that heard Sarah laugh, because preachers and pastors, they preach about Sarah laughing. But then when you start to read and study it in the fuller context, right, you recognize, well, actually, first Abraham, when Abraham, in the scene where he goes from Abraham to Abraham, where Sarai, the Yod, is taken out and the Hey, Grace, is put in. She goes from Sarai or Sarai to Sarah. All right, she goes to Sarah. In that same scene where he's being told these things, the El Shaddai revelation scene, what happens there? Abraham laughs first. So some would say, and I was one who had heard other people say, and then I didn't really diligently study. I was beginning off, you know, because we're growing, you know, going over this Torah portion, reading and feeding again, some things that I might have seen a certain way or was only able to see so much before, it becomes much more clearer. And this is the really beneficial thing. You know, I call this, you know, the filling I and I selves up with light. You know, with the light, the illumination of the Word, taking that time in the Word. And it's been challenging, brothers and sisters. It's a challenge. I think many of y'all probably already know it, even some time to go over the studies or to spend some time in the studies. No doubt you would like to spend more time in the studies, but other responsibilities, right, and personal, interpersonal situations going on in your life prevent you from putting all that, you know, putting more study, taking more time, right? I would say that that's understandable, but still one really has a responsibility. And, you know, Messiah said, go in one's closet. Did he mean a literal closet? One might have to create that kind of closet in that sense, you know, that quiet time, finding a couple of moments here or there. I mean, some folks might say, well, when I go in the bathroom, I pray. Now, one might get on a kind of pharisaical level. We're not talking about formality or ritualistic, anything like that. We're just talking about just taking a couple of moments for that quiet time, taking a couple of moments to breathe, taking a couple of moments to be still, taking a couple of moments for the silent prayer. Right, that time for silent prayer and silent reflection. See, there's a time in our meditation where it's important to speak, to even bring out that word, to talk to the self, right? Talk to the soul, talk to the psyche. I know it sounds crazy, right? Me saying one should talk to themselves. He said, oh, he's saying you should talk to yourself. You need to talk to the soul. We have this in the pattern. We have this in the pattern of the righteous. Right, even within the Psalms, we have this as we grow in grace and in the knowledge, we see it right there. Right? In fact, in a sense, we already do it, but it sounds crazy because we are in the world and we have been living and are living many times too much like the world, that separating and seeing where sometimes one can be in the world, not of the world, and separate, though you're amongst them, not really of them. But sometimes the pressures of the environment, the situation, and certain people and certain personalities, Laban is just one such example. So in just looking at this Torah portion right here, and even in going through some of the read and taking a little bit more time during the Aliyah to even go over the Hebrew and try to bring out certain key areas, because there's a clarity that is so greatly necessary, not just for the casual hearer or observer. It's like a good householder, one who's a householder within the scriptural context, right, or within the true kind of context. That means in a householder has, say, they have children, they have servants, right, they have servants, and they have, you know, cattle and different animals. Different animals eat different kind of food, need different treatment, need different, you know what I mean? You know, each kind of animal need its own tending and care, right? What you feed to this animal, you don't feed to that animal. What you give to the servants, right? Take care of the servants. You're supposed to take care of your servants. It's like employees, right? But what you give to the employees, like the employee benefits, the employee should have those benefits. The servants are co-laborers, of course. They should have benefits. That's a principle here in the scripture, a righteousness principle, but it's not the same as, for example, sons. Say sons and daughters, you know what I mean? Like your sons and daughters, the privilege you give them. So there's food, you know, like the children get the complete meal. You see, the children get the complete meal. The servants, they get the basic, the basics, you know, the elemental, the basics. You know, it's almost like they say food, clothing, and shelter. That's just the basics. But a child, right, say a child, and such their beloved, you know, children, with loving one's children, you give them or you attempt to give them not just food, clothing, and shelter. You want to provide those basics. That's the basics. But then you give them gifts, things that they probably really don't need, but it pleases them, and it pleases you to please them, especially maybe for your love of them, or maybe things that they might do that you see them as being deserving, whether they're deserving or not, because that's a, you know, that's a kind of a subjective choice right there, you know, somewhat subjective on the parent. So it's not always because a child deserves it or doesn't. It, you know, it's beauty. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Something else interesting about this Torah portion, you see where Laban, where Laban, where even Yaakov noticed because of what was said. You know, how Laban or Laban, how his face, you know, how he beheld his countenance changed, how the situation became more and more strained. But remember, still, this is family. Have you noticed something here? We still are speaking about family. And even speaking about family and having peculiarities and peculiar characters, there are these interesting and real degrees, right, of personalities. So when we're looking at the personalities, we're looking at the principle in personality. Not saying because this one has a mother, this mother is every mother. Or this one has a father, whether a good father or bad father, that means every father. This is a good mother or bad mother. We're talking about a bad mother, that means every mother is bad. No, see, this is where even though we ourselves might be confronting, because we have to now then learn the principles first. Right? Be born again. Ye must be born again. And this is where, when we're talking about forgiveness, this is the point about forgiveness, about forgiving, right? Truly forgiving from the heart and understanding and understanding what forgiveness is and why it is so much a key, right? In order to be able to let go, right, of, we call it the mix-up moods and attitudes, that's one way of referring to, right? But letting go of that which will prevent even the most well-meaning son or daughter, and it's the anger. It's the anger, you know, the anger, the hate. You could tell even with the daughters of Laban, Rachel, Rachel, and Leah. They go through this back and forth and back and forth. Don't you see the Laban connection with that? That's the father. Even there's a scene where I think Laban, he speaks before his father. I think it's in the previous Torah portion. And we can kind of zoom in on a couple of key verses and link it together. It's a very interesting study. And if the Havarim are interested, please, you know, hopefully we'll address that. So I'm talking about there's a lot of interest, points of interest. What we seek to know is what's your point of interest in the narrative? And really seeking to engage our people more in the reasoning. After we go through the basic reading of it, right, let's go through a time of reasoning or questioning things, because it's always those questions I begin to ask and not sticking to any, because we don't have a disregard. We know the truth is here because we found the truth here and we continue to find truth here. But there's some areas which we also know that upon first hear or first sight, we might misconstrue or misunderstand it or understand it in a way that's just the counterfeit, the worldly sense, like the worldly Christianity sense. It's like when they say, well, everybody's a child of God. Well, that's not true according to God, not the God of the Bible. You know what I'm saying? If that's the context of speaking, if you're talking about some other God or whatnot like that, well, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But if you were speaking in this context, the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, that's not so here. You say, well, it says, for God so loved the world. And they put a period there. There's no period there. It's for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting eternal life. See, it's a principle there. Right? He so loved the world. His love was such for the world that he gave his son for them so that they should believe. And people add to that that, well, the love of God is without condition. There is condition. It says he who believes and is baptized, right, shall be saved, but he who don't, you know, believe is damned already. So there's a condition of having faith. And Abraham believed. He amen. He admitted the truth. He believed, and it was accounted to him for what? For righteousness. It was accounted to him for righteousness. right? So it is very, very interesting, right? It's very, very interesting here. And there's a lot of very good points in this Torah portion. I mean, very good, and not just good points, but like we want to make the points, but I'm sure that ones even have heard. And maybe sometimes people hear things and they believe it's true and don't really get into the study of it to find out if what they heard is true. Like the whole thing about the turn the other cheek. That's another point. Yes, it's there in the scripture, but it's very clear that this is the kind of the rules for those who are of Christ and of the Messiah, especially for us. This is our, it's not that we're to turn our cheek to ones on the outside. No, it's talking about what our behavior, what sort of character, what sort of brotherly love, like the Hine Mato, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren, right, to dwell together in unity, right, and true love and true honesty and openness, right, and long-sufferingness among the Talmudim. It's speaking among the Talmudim and the Habarim, among those who are his. That's why he says that all the world will know that we're his disciples. How? By how much love we have one for another. It's not just how much time we say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Right? That's not the only way. That's love in maybe words, but it's also backed up in deed, that long suffering. If one asks you to go a mile, go two. So the instruction that Christ, remember, we say Christ, but he's Yeshua HaNotri. His identification is Jesus or Yeshua of Nazareth. Nazareth, right? He is, for us, Yeshua HaMoshiach, which means Yeshua Ha, the Moshiach, the Messiah. And that right there is the early point of controversy between the Yehudi or the Jews, especially we the black Jews who believed, who admitted, yea and amen, that Yeshua is HaMoshiach, HaMoshiach of the prophecies, HaMoshiach of the prophecies we have in the prophets, coming all from Enoch, as we have in Jude, from Enoch, right, the Book of Jubilees, all these documents, Esdras and so forth and so on, the Apocryphal, all this was a part of their point of reference. This is why we'll talk about the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees or Ethiopic Book of Enoch, or we'll speak about these documents, because this is all part of getting a fuller and a truer context of what is what. Because there's a lot that when those of us who have studied, it's like going to school, it's like when you go to school to become, like you could become a mechanic by just learning things on the internet or watching video, and you might become a very good mechanic. Now, there could be a mechanic school, a school that teaches, mechanics, you know, and some people can learn to be a better mechanic than some of the mechanics who go to school. But if the school and the discipline, this is what Christ is teaching us in discipleship, if that discipline, the discipline's already set. The pattern's already set. And in fact, when we talk about this whole thing called love, right, the word, the scripture clearly says that if we keep his word, if we keep his word, so the link with the love of the Father is intimately connected with us keeping the word, the logos, the logic of the Son. Right? This is why the words of Messiah are very, very important in context with the fuller body of Scripture, with the volume, right? The volume. That's why Messiah told them that in the law of Moses, in the prophets, right, and in the Psalm, you'll find that which testifies. You think you have eternal life, but these are they which testify of him, right? So as Moshiach, right, Moshiach, we acknowledge that he is the Messiah. Others did not. What distinguished those who had faith of the Yehudi or the Jews, the black Jews, even then, was those who accepted him as Moshiach. Others had different interpretation, different ways they were looking at, you know, the scripture, the Bible, the prophecy, right, and also other distractions, but they did not accept. That's why he said to the Yehudi who believe, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So anyway, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of very interesting information here to be found in this Torah portion, a lot about family matters, you know, and many of us, you know, a lot of these words are really resonating for a lot of us, I'm sure. I'm quite sure. I hope that we have time to fellowship and even reason more on these matters, or if we're not able all to reason, hopefully among the twos and threes, amongst I and I and we, ones can find the right second or third, you know, to reason with. That's so very important, right? Because many times we just reason maybe one away, and there's a part of it which is us taking that personal responsibility. But then there's also the twos and threes, because that's also how he sends them forward. That's a very, very important part, right? I don't know if people might call it study buddy, whatnot. It is, in a sense, but we're trying to avoid those kind of nouveau, kind of funky terminologies, and first trying to understand it from the low degrees to high degrees. What is it in the scripts? What's the word sound behind it, whether in the Hebrew, the Koine Greek, or the Royal Amharic? And how would that best be interpreted, right, or brought forward today, right? And if there's terminologies that we already use or that can be reused, you know, in spirit and in truth, so be it. But let's get out of some of those kind of funky worldly terminology, like borrowing the world's things and everything, and really focus on the things of the King of Kings, especially the King of Kings Christ, my brothers and sisters. Anyway, this Torah portion right here, YHA, and he went forward. I and I in line of tribal Judah society, even seeking to move forward as Jacob moved forward. We are in trials and tribulations, my brothers and sisters. You know, oh, how I long to really go into more and share more with ones and ones. You know what I mean? But while you're on the move and you're seeking to make the moves, you got to make the moves. Please, I and prayers with I and I, with the society. You know, like I said, the worst, you could say, enemies are enemies. Adversarial situation, adversarial mind, bad situation, bad mind. This is one thing. It's one thing when these things are coming from outside, like the world, you know, because of the message of salvation. You don't know. You know, there's ones who become your enemy. As it says, I become your enemy because I tell you the truth. Right, on the outside, we expect the adversary or the adversary or the, you know, from outside. But when you start to receive this from within your own family, right? I mean, think about Yaakov's situation. I mean, because it's like multifaceted. Hopefully we'll have time to, you know, highlight, you know, a few areas, and hopefully that can be of some strength, and one can find the principles, the word, you know, that word of truth, you know, that word of light, that word of life, right, to illuminate, to bless, to prosper their life in the King of Kings Christ. B'Shem Yeshua, glory be the King. Yes, I. Kedema, Hazalah, see you mesket, 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 see you mesket. See you again. See you again. See you again.
Yeah, man. A small to the sea of love to make it right to stand good for the love of the people, you know. The Imperial Master's Temple, the island to last the eye. They watch us how we live and keep on sharing whenever time we give it. So our strength in caring. Oh, how can the people leave that system if you show no love?
Word of truth, word of truth, not tell no lie, man, me hear me as a youth.
Word of truth, word of truth, in this fancy day of time, they use them as a revolution.
Word of truth, word of truth, Babylon, you make it hard for the poor man, you brute. Word of truth, word of truth, me love the girl, word of them ugly, word of them cute.
Everyone, it's important, them just a know. And I will go in the slogan, I will go mix it up. Come to the support the pagan show. Rastafari, he said them a ring papi shout. So go from the time with the mystic way of flow. Be quick within your mind, all right, to get a flow. Don't come too fast, them no know if it's slow. On the ghetto youth, you know, be fine, no harrow. Truth, word of truth. Now tell you now, you must love the ghetto youth. African roots, this are the African youth. Oi, love black woman, them love the ghetto youth. This are the truth, black woman, you're cute. Oi,
Babylon, me not blame you. Word of truth, what you think to distribute? Oi, yo, goodness, attribute. I live among these people every day. Some will love the youth, them and the sweet, some say nay. The youth so beg a food, I pray. We fight against hunger and not more rare. What will the government do? Long time I just say, repatriation, but they're full of dismay. So they only want to get to youth for it declare. Oh, we collect them money and go blame. Word of truth, word of truth. All society, you must love to get to youth. Word of truth, word of truth. Babylon, nobody you kick the black woman with your dirty boots. Word of truth, word of truth. Police commissioner, that's what they get to youth. Word of truth, word of truth. I am the water to the root, the limb that bear the weight of the fruit. Happy words, no more wise. Not many a people love coming down here. Them represent the ghetto as the wear and tear. Quick be bout to the white man and sell out the black man share. Oh, what them ever yet want grab a beer. Come and grab me black woman and bring her everywhere. Embrace us up our right principles. Now I know it's too dress up. Bun down your damn. Word of truth, word of truth. Now tell no lie, we have to love to get to youth. Word of truth, word of truth. In this past city of time, the bank of revolution. Word of truth, word of truth. The youth can only be free when you speak the truth. Word of truth, word of truth. Oh, you make it hard for the poor, you dirty brute. Everyone is important, you just have.
Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Thank you. for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering tongue, lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme.
Evil boy, everything takes time. Evil.
Lame dalet, le dawi de shanoto etat almo, lifnea bimelek. Lame dalet, le dawi de shanoto etat almo, lifnea bimelek. Waya gareshehu, wayela. Wayela, wayela. Ebaraka, ebareka, eta Yahuwa, the call aita, tamida, te hilato, befi. I will bless he who be at all times, at all hours. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. E bareta eta Yahuwah bekol ait tamid atehilato befi. I will bless he who be we be at all hours, at all times bekol ait. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Tamid atehilato befi. At all times, the call eight, at all times. This here in the KJV is the first verse in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Cipher, the Hebrew Cipher and Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim. It counts as the bait verse, or the second verse, but here in the KJV we have, I shall bless, Ebareka et Yahuwah. Baraka et Yahuwah b'kol ait tamida tehilato b'fi. I shall bless he who be who he be at all times, all I was, all the time, b'kol ait his praise tehilato continually tamid tehilato b'fi shall be in my mouth b'fi. I shall bless he who be, we be always, tamid, always, tehilato, his praise, his eyes, his befi, in I mouth. Verse 2, according to KJV, the Gimel verse. By Yahuwah, tita halel nafshi, isha m'uwa, enawim. We yismahu, my soul shall make her boast in he who be who he be. By Yahuwah, tita halel nafshi, my soul she shall make her boast. Tita halel ha elilta tita halel nafshi shall make her boast in he who be, who he be. Yishamu'a inawim. We yisamahu, we yismahu. The humble shall hear thereof. We yismahu, we yismahu, and be glad. And he who be, who he be. By Yahuwah. This stands first in the verse and is therefore emphatic. By Yahuwah, in he who be who he be, in him alone do I glory as a sure hope. By Yahuwah, tita halel nafshi, in he who be who he be, shall applaud, shall boast, shall elilta, the illil, elilta. Tita halel, halel lil, tita halel by Yahuwah, tita halel nafshi. The humble shall hear. Rejoice. Let hear the gentle and be glad. The humble, the Anawim, the humble. Those like the psalmist and I, who are the victims of the arrogant, when they learn of his and I experience, they will take heart with Yismahu, take heart and rejoice in Ha, with Yismahu, and be glad. Third verse, KJV-wise, corresponding to the Hebraic Dalet verse, Gadlu la Yahuwah, iti, Gadlu, la Yahuwah, iti, oh, magnify, make big, make great, Gadlu, make him great, y'all. Make him great, God, Lu, La Yehovah, Iti. Ua ne romema shimo yachdau. Let us make I and I exalt. Shimo yachdau. Together, yachdau, together. Magnify who he be, his divine majesty with me. God Lu, La Yehovah Iti. The words are addressed to the Anawim, the Anawim, the humble. Man makes Ha'el Elohim, the true God, the true good, great, by acknowledging and celebrating and celebrating his greatness. You have this in Deuteronomy, fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32 and 3, and exalts his name by confessing that he is supreme above all. Gadlu laihoaiti unerommash mo yachdau. Oh, magnify he who he be with me, and make I exalt his name together. Man makes El Elohim, Jah great, by acknowledging and celebrating and celebrating his greatness, and exalt his name by confessing that he who he be, that he is supreme above all. Magnify Yahweh with I, for we should raise up high, S-I, his name, Shemo Yachdau, his name together. Verse 4, first KJV, I sought he who he be, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. 4:1 KJV, corresponding with the Hey verse. Darashti et Yahuwah we anani ua mikola migurotai hitz ilani darashti et Yahuwah. I sought he who he be. Darashti et Yahuwah we anani, and he answered me. U mikola megorotai, and he delivered, friend, from all of my fears. U mikol megorotai. Ooh, and me from call all me gorotai, and from all, and out of all my afflictions, from all my fears, out of all my afflictions, hitz elani, He rescued I. He rescued me out of all my afflictions. Why? Because I sought him. Darashti et Yehovah. I sought he who be. We be literally in the Hebrew, I inquired. I inquired of he who be who he be. I inquired of he who be who he be. And he answered. And he answered. He answered I. We anani. And he delivered I from all my fears, from all my afflictions. Verse 5, KJV, wise. They looked to him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The first corresponding to the wow verse or the va verse. Hibitu. They looked, hibitu, elayo, to him, with naharu, and were radiant, with naharu, and shined, and were lightened, were radiant. They looked to him, hibitu, elayo, with naharu, ua finehema, ala yehipuru, ala yehipuru. And their faces shall never be ashamed. Ua finehem ala yechiparu, ala yechiparu. And their faces were not, shall never ever be ashamed. Ala yechiparu. They looked, hibitu. As often in the Hebrew, the subject is undefined. It may be expressed in the English by they who look to him. They who look to him. Hibitu elayo. Those who look to him. With naharu. They who look to him were illumined, were illuminated. Win haru. Abashed, never. Their faces shall never be abashed. Their faces shall not be ashamed. By disappointment at his failure to respond, those who hibitu elayo. This is a verse right here, beginning with wow or the vav, does not occur at this particular point, unless, as others have pointed out, check this. Each of the verses begin with one of the Hebrew letters in order. So if you look at the first verse, you'll see the Hebrew alphabet, except at this verse here, right? This verse between the hey verse in the KJV, the fourth verse, and the next verse in the KJV, the sixth verse. Now, interestingly enough, in the Hebrew, this is the wow verse, or the sixth verse. So the first word is hibitu. Come forward to him, looking to him, hibitu elayo. Here we have the vav, vinaharu, u, once again, another vav, u, wu, u, or uf, nehem, uf, nehem, al yechiparu. They looked to him, were radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. Come forward to him and be enlightened. Hibitu elayo, wuh, naharu, and be with. There we have the with, and again, we have uf nehem, and their faces, ala yechiparu, their faces in no way shall be disgraced. So there we have the letter while in the verse, even with the and right here, but not at the beginning of the verse. Just to take note, chabarim, chabarim, to the sixth verse, KJV-wise, corresponding with the Zayin verse, the Hebrew, this would be the seventh verse, but in the KJV, for those following along, the sixth verse, which reads, this poor man cried, and the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, the Lord, heard and saved him out of all his troubles. Ze'oni, kara, ze'oni, ze'oni, kara, vayehuwa shame'a, uwa mikola sarotayo, ho-shi'o, ho-shi'o. This poor man cried, and Yahweh heard and saved him out of all his troubles and from out of all his afflictions. Umikolas arotayo. He delivered him. Hoshio, hoshio. This poor man cried. Ze oni, ze oni, ze oni, ze oni kara. This poor man cried. Vayehuwa shamea. Vayehuwa shamea. And he who be, we be heard. Now, some say the poor man, the oni, or the oni, ze, this, oni, ze oni, ze onik ara, ze onik ara, ze onik ara, this poor man, better, this afflicted man cried out, Vayehuwa shamea, Vayehuwa shamea. Shamea, Shamea, and he who be, who he be, heard. The psalmist, some say, is not so much referring to himself, but is more rather pointing to an unspecified individual as, for an example, as a type or as typical of his class of the afflicted. And this afflicted one, and this afflicted one, ze onik ara vayehuwa shamea umikola sarotayo hoshio. This poor man cried, and he who be, we be heard, called out, ara, not so much a boo-hoo-hoo, but calling out, yah, jah, ze onik ara vayehuwa shamea, as a type of the class of the afflicted who call out, and he who be, who he be, Vayehuwa shamea, and he who he be heard and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of Jehovah, the angel of Yahuwah encamped round about them that fear, that reverence, that respect him, and delivered them. Hone malaka Yehovah sabib liere ayo vayahalitzem. The angel of he who be, who he be, encamps. Hone, hone, hone malaka Yehovah. The angel of he who be, who be, encamps. Encampeth. Encampeth, Saviv, 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 Lireayo, 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 Vayahalitzem, around those who reverence, Lireayo, around him, around one who reverence, Vayahalitzem, and rescues. And rescues. He encamps around those who respect, who reverence him, and rescues them. Vayahalitzem. Shall encamp the angel, the melaka, yaud hey, wahe, round about the ones reverence, respecting him. And he shall rescue them. The angel of Jah, of Jehovah, melak Yehovah. Malak Yahuwah, Jah's agent in his relations with man, described in Isaiah, Isaiah, LXIII and 9, described in Isaiah 63:9, particularly as a protector, and described as the angel of his presence, the Malaat Panayo, Fanayo, the angel of his face, the angel of his presence. Thus, Yaakov, Jacob, invoked the Malaak. He invoked the angel who has redeemed me, who have redeemed I from all evil, in Genesis XLVIII and 16. In Genesis 48 and 16, we also hear of the Malaak Elohim, the angel of the true God, the true good, who went before the camp of Israel. In Exodus, Exodus 14, Exodus 14 and 9, we hear of the angel of Ha Elohim, of the true God, the true good, who goes before and who went before the camp of Israel. There's also an angel appearing to Joshua, as captain of the host of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh of Yahuwah in Joshua 5 and 14, and protecting Daniel, in the lion's den in Daniel VI 23, Daniel 6 and 23. Key word here is he encampeth. Chone, Malata Yahuwah Sabiba Li Reayo, Wayahalitzaim. In campus. We have this in Genesis 32. Chabarim, we have 32 and 2 in campus. We have this in the 8th Torah portion, reading and feeding, Mahanaim, and the camps in the Torah portion, Wayishlach, and Yaakov sent. Verse 8, moving forward, brothers and sisters. Verse 8 in today's daily psalm, according to the Sefer Tehillim, Psalm 34 and 8. O taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Taimu. We have the 8th verse here. Right, the 8th verse in the Hebrew, which is the 9th verse, corresponding to the 8th verse KJV-wise, beginning with Ta'imu, Ta'imu, taste, Ta'imu, Ta'imu, U'are'u, U're'u, U're'u, taste and see. Ki Tov Yehovah, and taste. For good he who he be, Ashrei, Hageber, blessed, happy, Makarios, happy, Ashrei, Hageber, happy is the Geber, Ashrei, Hageber, Yechetzeh, Yechetzeh bow. O taste and see that he who he be is good, blessed or happy. Ashrei hageber. Happy is the geber. Happy is the man who takes refuge, who hopes upon him, in him, who takes refuge in him. Yechetzeh slika. Yechetzeh bow. Consider, taste, ta'imu, literally taste, or consider and see that he who he be is good. Ki tov Yahuwah, taste, ta'imu. A significant word here, ta'imu, taste. More effective than theorizing about Ha Elohim, the true God, the true goodness, is the test of experience. Only by encountering it in one's life can it really be known. Thus, ta'emu, ta'emu, ure'u, taste, consider, and see. Ta'emu, encounter it in your life. Then you can really know the truth. The word for man here is interesting. We have hageber, 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 geber. Geber is the man in the vigor of life, the strong man, the geber, hageber, ha, the geber, hageber, ashrei hageber, yecheseh hageber. Geber is a man in the vigor of life, even such as he, in the strong man, in the vigor of life, needs he who be who he be, needs him as a refuge. The ninth verse, KJV, ninth verse, O reverence, or KJV says, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him, that reverence him. Yiru, yiru et Yehovah kedoshayo, ki ein machisora li reayo. O reverence, he who be who he be, all his holy ones, you, y'all, his holy ones, reverence him. For to those who reverence, who respect him, there is no lack, there is no deficiency to the one respecting he who be who he be. Yiru et Yehovah kedoshayo, ki ein machsora li reayo. Reverence ye his holy ones, kedoshayo, kedoshayo, worthy members of a holy, of a kadosh goy, of a holier, set apart nation. In Exodus 19 and 6, who have obeyed, who have heard, heeded, and obeyed, Shema Yisrael, obeyed his exhortation. What is his exhortation? In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, ye, y'all, I and I, all ye, y'all shall be holy. For I, he who be, who ye be, your Elohim, your true good, your true God, am holy, am set apart. Yiru et Yehovah kedoshayo, ki ein machisor li reayo. No want, no deficiency. Ki ein, for there is no lack, there is no, ki ein, there is no. There is not, there is no machsor, 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 ki ein machsor. There is no deficiency, ki ein machsor. There is no lack, li reayo, to those who reverence, who respect he who be, who he be, because ha Elohim, the true God, the true good, is provider. Yehovah Yireh, Jehovah Jireh, I and I, provider, is a provider. He is the provider, as well as the protector. He who be who he be the provider. He who be who he be the protector. Give heed, shema, and hear, and obey his exhortation. We also have this in Psalm 23, this idea of no want. No wanty, wanty, and lacky, lacky. There is no want, no lack, no deficiency. He who be who he be is I and I shepherd. There is no deficiency. I and I have no deficiency. There is no want to them that respect, to the ones reverencing he who be who he be, his divine majesty. Verse 10, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek he who be who he be shall not want, shall not lack, shall not be deficient in any good, and any good, shall not want any good thing, any good thing, any good thing. Hebraically, the Yod Aleph first, here corresponded to the KJV 10th verse, kufirim, 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 the young lions, kufirim, 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 the young lions, Rashu, Rashu, do lack. We're raevu, and suffer hunger. We're dorishe Yehovah lo yach seru, kol tov. But they who seek, he who be who he be, we're dorishe Yehovah lo yach seru, will not lack, no lack, lo yachseru, kol tov, all good. Interesting, in the Septuagint, they bring out the idea that the rich become poor and they hunger, corresponding to kufarim rashu wa wir ra'ebul, wir dorshe Yehovah lo yachseru, kol tov. But the ones seeking after he who be who he be shall not lack any good thing. Pause. Have a pause here. The young lions. Kufirim. Young lions. Kings of the animal world. Even when full of strength. Young lions. Kufirim. Full of strength and agility, are not always able to provide for themselves or even for their families. Young lions do lack and hunger, but the ones seeking after he who be who he be shall not lack any good thing. Kufirim rashu wi ra'ebu wi dorshe Yehovah lo yachseru. Kol tov. One seeking after he who be we be shall not lack, be deficient in any good thing, in any good thing, in any good thing.
Open up your heart, open up your mind. Open up your heart, you'll be sure to find. Yahire, he'll show up, make a way. Yahire, he'll provide a better day. Yahire, oh, he's the light of this whole wide world, yeah. Trouble not yourself over what is small. Oh, he's the great father, he's father to us all. He hears your every cry, yes he does. And he knows your every desire, yeah. He never suffers the righteous to hunger. And you won't be ashamed if you trust him. Yahire, he'll show up, make a way. Yahire, he'll provide a better day. Yahire, oh. Tomorrow, take care of itself, don't be anxious. Birds of the air, they know they're gonna eat. Yeah,
provide for them. They don't have to worry.
He rises just to show you that he loves you. He rises just to show you that he cares for you.
Open up your heart, open up your
open
mind.
Open up your mind.
Open up your heart, you'll be sure
you'll
to
be
find.
Sure to find. Yeah, he reigns.
Yeah, he reigns.
He'll show up and make a way.
Yeah, he reigns.
Suffers the righteous in hunger. Lead me beside the waters. Even in the presence of my enemies. Blessings, so many blessings. Even in the shadow of death, I will not fear.
Here, here, here. Basic Hebrew. Here, here, here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1 to 22. Abba da da ha. Wa za ha ta. Ya ka la ma na sa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1 to 22. 22. 22. 22. Abba ga da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na sa, a pa sa ka ra sha ta, ta, ta. A, aleph, ba, bait, ga, gimel, da, dalet, ha, hey, wa, wow, za, zain, ha, chet, ta, tet, ya, yod, ka, kaf, la, lamed, ma, bain, Na, nun, sa, samech, a, ein, pa, pei, sa, sadai, ka, kof, ra, resh, sha, shin, ta, tau,
ta, tau, ta, tau, ta, tau,
abba, gada, ha, wa, za, ha, ta, ya, ka, la, ma, na, sa, a, pa, sa, ka, ra, sha, ta, 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 ta. Ta, 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 ta.
Evil boy, everything takes time.
Mizmor la medalet le David. ושנותו את טעמו לפני אבימלך, ויגרשהו ויילך. אברכה את אדוני בכל עת, תמיד תהילתו בפי. באדוני תתהלל נפשי, ישמעו ענבים וישמחו. גדלו לאדוני איתי, ונרוממה שמו יחדיו. דרשתי את אדוני וענני, ומכל מגורותי הצילני. הביטו אליו ונהרו, ופניהם אל יחפרו. זה אני קרא ואדוני שמע, ומכל צרותיו הושיעו. חונה מלאך אדוני סביב לרעיו, ויחלצם. טעמו וראו כי טוב אדוני, אשרי הגבר יחסה בו. יראו את אדוני קדושיו, כי אין מחסור לרעב, כפירים רשו ורעבו, ודורשי אדוני לא יחסרו כל טוב. לכו בנים שמעו לי, יראת אדוני על עמדכם. מי האיש החפץ חיים, אוהב ימים לראות טוב? נצור לשונך מרע, ושפתיך מדבר מרמה. סור מרע ועשה טוב, בקש שלום ורודפהו. עיני אדוני אל צדיקים, ואוזניו אל שבעתם. פני אדוני בעושה רע, להחריט מארץ זכרם. צעקו ואדוני שמע, ומכל צרותם יצילם. קרוב אדוני לנשברי לב, ואת דכאי רוח יושיע. רבות רעות צדיק, ומכולם יצילנו אדוני. שומר כל עצמותיו, אחת מהנה לא נשברה. תמוטט רשע רעה, ושונאי צדיק יאשמו. הודה אדוני נפש עבדיו, ולא יאשמו כל החוסים בו.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and another stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place, speak. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, 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 would not hear. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord.
Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel.
שמע ישראל, אדוני אלוהינו, אדוני אחד.
There, now there was a pause right there, and this is according to our reading and studying along with the Septuagint. There's a pause at the end of the 10th verse in the Septuagint. There's a pause right there. It's interesting because I looked, and I didn't see in the Hebraic and the Sefer Tehillim, the Cipher, the Hebraic, you know, there's no Selah. In the English, it's 22 verses, and also the sections, usually we have like this section of the psalm, this section of the psalm, and this one being an acrostic doesn't necessarily have these sort of sections. Each verse has a particular meaning, a rhyme, and a reason in of itself, but we had a pause right there. Just to note, in the Lamed Dalet psalm, there is a pause, the Septuagint brings that out, at the end of verse 10. Where it reads concerning the young lions, the kafirim, kafirim rashu, we're ra'ebu, and they hunger, we're ra'ebu, we dorshe Yehovah lo yachseru, kol tog, the young lions who lack and suffer hunger, but the ones who are seeking, dorshe Yehovah, the one seeking after he who he be, lo yachseru, will not lack, will not be deficient, kol tov, all good,
will not be deficient. All good pours. Now, picking up here with verse 11, it says, come, picking up at the 11th verse in the KJV, corresponding to the Yod Beit, 12th verse in the Sefer Tehillim, Liku Banim, come, Liku, come, y'all, Liku Banim, Liku, Liku Banim, come, children, come, y'all, children, hearken to me, hearken to I will teach you the fear, the reverence, the respect of Yod Hey Wehey of Yahuwah. Liku Banim, Shimu'uli, listen to me, Shimu'uli, Yirata Yahuwah, Elamedekem, I will teach you, Elamedekem, the Yirata Yahuwah, Yirata Yahuwah, Elamedekem, come children, Liku Banim, Shimu'uli, listen to me, hear me, listen. Shimu'uli, Yirata Yehovah Lamed Bekem. And I shall teach you a reverence, the respect of he who be, we be. I shall teach you Elamed Bekem. Ye children. Banim. Liku, come. Liku, trod, step, come. Liku, y'all. Come, children. Liku, banim. Ye children. Some say, better, sons. Come, sons. Banim. Speaking to the sons. Vanim, banim. Liku, banim. Liku, vanim. Liku, banim. Come, sons. Come, sons. My sons, I sons, Liku Banim, sons, your sons, as pupils, as disciples, are often addressed in the proverb as sons. We have this in Proverb 2 and 1 and Proverb chapter 3, verse 1. Inasmuch as great baraka, great blessing accrue to the fearers or the reverences, the respecters, great baraka accrues to the respecters of Adonai, of the Lord. The psalmist and I feels it necessary. We see it as being necessary, a necessity, a necessity of teaching in what the, quote, fear, end quote, in what the reverence, in what the respect of he who be, who he be, consists. Thus we have the phrase, the yirat, what is the yirat Yahuwah? What is the yirat Adonai? What is the fear of the Lord? Said to be the beginning. It's the beginning of knowledge, according to Proverbs 1, chapter 1, verse 7. The reverence of he who be, who he be, the yirat Yahuwah, is the beginning of knowledge, according to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The phrase here, it indicates the essence of what ones would call religion, quote, end quote, Hebraically speaking, the reverence. And it should be noted that the definition which follows is in ethical terms, is concerning ethics or genuine morality. Picking up here with the 12th verse, what man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? What man desireth life, loveth days that he may see good? What man? Verse 12, KJV, corresponding to the Yod Gimel verse, Mi Ha'ish. Me, who, Ha'ish, who is the man? Me, Ha'ish, who is the man? Ha-Chafetz Chaim, who desires life. Me, Ha'ish, Ha-Chafetz, Me, Ha'ish, Ha-Chafetz Chaim, Ohev Yamim, Li-Reot, Li-Rot Tov.
Lirototov, Mi Haish, who is the man? Hafetz Chaim, who desires life. Oheva Yamim, who loves days. Lirototov, that he may see. Lirot tov, that he may see good. Loving days to behold good. Ohev yamim, lirot tov. Who? Life. Life, the chayim. Not just the five-cycle existence, but life understood as the great and the noble calling. Calling to be. Like he who be, we be. Gladstone had said this right here, speaking about one of the teachers of scriptures and scholars, a great and a noble calling. Here, Proverbs says, whoso findeth me, Chokmah, speaking of wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia or Tibet, according to the Royal Amharic, whoso findeth me findeth life. Chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia, wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom. Proverbs VIII 35 in Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 35. Whoso findeth me, whoever findeth Chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia, findeth life. Mi Haish He Chafetz Chaim, findeth Chaim. Ohev Yamim. Ohev yamim, oheba yamim, loveth days, length of days. This is interpreted by the Hebrews as evidence of Jah's approval, the length of days. To the Hebrews is one evidence of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God's approval. Lirot tov. Behold, he may see, to see, lirot tov, to see good, tov, the divine bounty, which is the mark of his favor. Tov, tawab, tov, divine bounty, good. The mark of his favor, oh, good. Moving forward to the 13th verse, KJV, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Here we have the Yod Dalet verse in the Sefer Tehillim, corresponding with the 13th verse in the KJV. Nitzora, keep. Cease, guard, nitzor, lishoneka, nitzor lishoneka. Keep your tongue, or in another sense of ceasing your tongue, meira, nitzor lishoneka, meira. Keep your tongue from evil. U sefateka, and your sefateka, your lips. U sefateka, mi dabera mirma. And keep your lips, cease your lips from speaking mirma, from speaking deceit. Cease your tongue from evil and your lips so as to not speak treachery, mirma. Nitzora lishoneka mera, ua sifateka midabera mirma. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit and your lips from speaking treachery. Keep your tongue from evil. The sins, the chatiat akari of the tongue, are severely denounced in Hebraic ethics. In the ethics of the Hebrews, because death and life are in the power, or Hebraically speaking, the hand of the tongue, because death and life are in the power or the hand of the tongue. Proverbs XVIII and 21, Proverbs 18:21 brings it out, that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Lying and slander were deemed by the Rebbeinat and the rabbis especially hateful to Elohim, to HaElohim, to the true God, the true good. That lying and slander is especially hateful to Jah. The verse, it begins with a beautiful, meditation, which is included in the Judaic liturgy for daily use. This verse right here included in the Judaic liturgy for daily use. Verse 14, KJV, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Seek peace and pursue it. These words also contain seeking peace and pursue it within the constitution and bylaws of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, brothers and sisters. Right? That is the will, right, of he who be who he be for we, the will of God, the true God, Exiabiher, the sustainer, the good father, for I and I. Interesting how this particular word sound is found right here within the constitution of the Ethiopian World Federation. That is Matsi gave to I and I and we, the once lost now found, by the hand of his angel, Dr. Malaku, Emmanuel, El is with us. Dr. Malaku, Emmanuel, Bayin, S.I., Rastafari, for it's the will, I seek peace and pursue it, because it's the will of God for man. So here we have the 14th verse, the 8th Vav verse, corresponding with the 14th verse in the KJV. Sur mera, to turn aside from the bad. Sur mera, depart from evil. Wa is said tov, and do good. Wa is said tov, and do good. Ba'kesh shalom, v'radafehu. Bakesh shalom v'radafehu. Seek peace. Bakesh shalom v'radafehu. Bakesh shalom v'radafehu. Turn aside from the bad and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Sura mera'a wa seto ba'kesh shalom we radafehu. Depart from evil, turn aside from the bad, and do good. This is repeated also in the XXXVII, verse 27, Psalm 37, round about verse 27, depart from evil and do good. The righteous man's character is not negative in that he shuns evil or the bad. He embracing every opportunity of performing good deeds. We have Esaias, the prophet Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 16, where it reads, Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek peace. Bakesh shalom. Create harmony in your relationship with your fellows, with the chaberim, by removing the wrongs which disturb it. Create harmony in your relationship with your fellows by removing the wrongs which disturb it. Pursue it. Ba'kei shalom v'radafehu.
V'radfehu, radfehu, radfehu, radfehu. Pursue it. Persist in the attempt to create this peaceful atmosphere. And do not be deterred by the ops, the opposing forces. Pursue it. Bakesh shalom. V'radfehu. And pursue it. Verse 16. The face of he who be who he be. Slika. At verse 15 verse here. The eyes. About to get to the face after the eyes. The eyes of the Yahweh, Yehovah, are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Verse 15, corresponding to the Tet Zain verse. Oine Yahuwah Elaz Adikin with Azanayo Il Shawatam. The eyes, the Aine Yahuwah, the eyes of he who be who he be, Illa Tzadikim, upon the righteous, or toward the righteous, or upon the just, Illa Tzadikim, with Aznayo, his ears, with Aznayo, Illa Shawatam, his ears are to their supplication, his ears to their cry. So as his eyes are toward the righteous, see, in the KJV, the words are open, are supplied. In the same way as his eyes are upon the just, the righteous, the Aine Yahuwah Illa Tzadikim, also his ears, We'azanayo Illa Shavatam, are towards their cry, towards their supplication. The eyes, we have a connection in Psalm 32, round about verse 8, bringing us here to verse 16, Chabarim. The face of he who be who he be, Yod Heh Weh Heh, is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Here we have the Yod Zain verse corresponding with the 16th verse in the KJV. Pnei Yehovah, be'osera, le'hakarita me'aretza zikram. The face of he who be who he be is against evil doers. Is against evildoers, the osera. Pnei Yahuwah be osera. Lea hakarita me aretza zikram. To cut off their memory from the earth. Face of he who be who he be is against the ones committing, doing. Be'osera, the ones doing bad, the ones committing evils, to utterly destroy, lehakrit, to cut off, lehakrit, me'aretz azikram, to destroy, to cut off from the earth their memorial. The face, the pnei, we have Yaakov, wrestling with the man, the angel, Elohim, and Piniel. We have the Pnei Yahuwah, the face of he who be we be, his presence, Panayu, and his disposition, which may be one of anger, as here, or of Baraka, of blessing, as we have in the priestly benediction, the Burake, in Numbers chapter 6, verse 26. Lehakrit me'aret, to cut off from the earth, zikram, to cut off the remembrance of them. We also have this in Psalm 9, round about verse 7. Proceeding to the 18th verse. The 18th verse corresponds to the 17th verse in the KJV, because we gone from the Hebrew to the English to bring out the righteous. We have italicization here in verse 17 of today's Psalm 34 and 17. The righteous cry, and Yahweh heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Reading of the italicization, cry, and Yahweh heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. They cried, speaking of the tzaddikim, the righteous. They cried, and Yahweh heard, and delivered them out of all their troubles. So here we have the Yod Chet verse in the Hebrew, in the Sefer Tehillim, corresponding to the 17th verse. Saiku, cried they. Saiku, Yahweh. Saiku, Yahweh. Yahweh, Shamea. Saiku, Yahweh, Shamea. Ua mikola sarotam hitzilam, he delivered them, hitzilam, he delivered them. Ua mikola sarotam hitzilam, he delivered them out of all their troubles. Cried out the just, the righteous, and Yahweh heard them. And from out of all their afflictions, he rescued them. They cried, Sa'iku, 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 Yahweh Shamea, Yahweh Shamea. They cried. AJ, in his notes, has a footnote, quote, that is the righteous. It's a connective of the verses preceding. Following the LXX, which inserts, in the LXX, the words are inserted. Now, Rashi and Kimchi, they explain similarly, but Ibn Ezra, while noting this interpretation, he comments that, quote, that when they turn from their evil and repent. So Ibn Ezra brings out, since the righteous is italicized, and some interpret this as the connection with the righteous mentioned in the previous verses, Ibn Ezra brings out something interesting to say that this is also connected with the ratchet, that when they turn from their evil and repent and have a change of mind. This explanation is favored by some of the more recent Judaic and Jewish exegetes. Some of the scholarship brings that out there. And it harmonizes actually with the Hebraic thought, which exalts the power of that true repentance, that true teshuvah, that metanoia, that change of mind, that change of heart. So it's interesting, that connection there. So when we're looking at the KJV in verse 17, it has the righteous cry. It really says that they cry. And when they cry, he will hear. When they cry out to him, it's linking the idea of repentance. But moving forward, my brothers and sisters, to the 18th verse, the Yahweh, the Lord is nigh to them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. We have the Yod 8 verse here, Karov Yahuwah le nishibrei lev, Karov Yahuwah le nishibrei lev, v'eta daka e ruach Yoshia, near, he who be who he be is near to the brokenhearted. Karov, Karov Yehovah, Le Nishibrei Lev, to the brokenhearted, to the ones being broken in heart. Nishibrei Lev, Weta Dakae Ruach, and saves, and the one that have a contrite, a humble spirit, with eta dakae ruach, to those of a humble, a contrite spirit, Yoshia, he saves, he delivers in the sense of saving. Yoshia, he gives them that victory. See, brokenhearted, nishibrei lev,
Nishibarele, broken by suffering. Sorrow. Sorrow, it purges the human breast of its dross. And as nothing else, it opens the eyes of the soul to spiritual vision and values. The beneficial effects which may ensue from adversity are acknowledged by the psalmist and by many of I and I, as it reads in Psalm 119, round about verse 71, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, in order that I might learn thy statutes." Psalm 119, round about the 71st verse, it reads, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, in order that I might learn thy statutes." Verse 19, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, he who be, we be, delivereth him out of them all." We have the Kaf verse Hebraically, Rabota, Rabota, Ra'ot. Rabota, Ra'ota, Tzadika. Uamiya Kulama, Yatzelenu, Yehoah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he who be, we be, delivers him out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the just, and from out of all of them shall rescue them, Yehoah, Yahweh. Many are the ills of the righteous. Rabota, Ra'ota, Tzadik. Many are the ills of the righteous, but he who be, we be, delivers him out of them all. Ua mikulama yatzileinu Yehoah. The Torah, HaTorah, John directions, instruction, it does not promise immunity to the righteous. On the contrary, just because they adhere to the Tov, the Tawab, the good, they are liable to be victimized by the unscrupulous and the ratchet. They have their reward, however, in and through the divine, the Ivine, Iliverance, in the divine deliverance. Verse 20, the Kaf Aleif verse, Shomer Kola Atomotayo Ahata Meyahena Lo Nishbara, Lo Nishbara, Nishbara. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Shomer kol ha'atzamotayo achata meyahena lo nishbara, nishbara. He who be who he be guards all his bones. One of them not shall be broken. Keepeth all his bones, protects his body from physical physical harm. The blows which fall upon him are grievous and painful, but thanks be to Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's protection, itection, they do not disable him permanently. With his help, guidance, and itection, he is able to recover from them quickly, quick fast. By he who be who he be's help, yes, I. He keepeth all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Verse 21, corresponds to the Kaf Beit verse. Verse 21, evil shall slay the wicked. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Kaf Beit, Kaf Beit. Evil shall slay the wicked. Temotet, Temotet. Temotet rasha, ra'a, ra'a. Temotet rasha, ra'a. Evil shall slay the wicked. Temotet rasha, ra'a. With shonae tzadika, yehishamu, yehishamu, yehishamu. The death of sinners is a sorry state. And the ones detesting the just shall offend. Septuagint brings that out. Interesting. Evil shall slay the wicked. Timoteta rasha, ra'ah. With shon, slika, with son e. Let's say shon e, with son e. Come again. Timote ta rasha ra'ah. With son e as adika yehishamu. Yehishamu. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. Shall be condemned. Ye'eshamu. Shall be offended. Shall be condemned. Evil. Either, some interpret this as evil shall slay the wicked. Evil. Get that? Evil will slay the wicked. Either the evil which he loved and cherished shall be the hangman's power to which he falls prey. Or, evil denotes adversity and suffering as the punishment of his wicked, his ratchet acts. This gives the contrast between the two categories. The righteous survive their troubles by the grace of Jah, by the grace of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. The ungodly, the un-Jah-like, they succumb to it. They're destroyed by it. Commenting on the singular form of the Hebrew, Ibn Ezra, he remarks that one stroke of evil is sufficient to put an end to the wicked, the ratchet. Whereas the righteous, the tzaddik, the righteous are able to survive many such blows. Now, the Hebrew brings this out right here. Evil shall kill the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be held guilty. Timoteta rasha ra'a. With sonae tzaddik. Ye'ishamu, by the judge, they'll be held guilty. By the judge, they will be held guilty. When it says that those who hate the righteous shall be desolate, from the Hebrew, ye'ishamu, they'll be held guilty by the judge of the world and receive sentence at his hands by the Melech HaOlam. We have this in Psalm 5, round about verse 11. And so here, brothers and sisters in the Hebrew, this will be the Kaf Gimel. In the KJV, this is the 22nd. He who be, we be, Yahuwah, redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. None that trust in him shall be desolate. The Sefer Tehillim brings out, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that take refuge in him shall be desolate. Kaf Gimel. Podeh Yahuwah, Nefesh. Ibadayo, his servant, Ibadayo, Wulo Yeishemu, Kola. Ha Hosim Bo. Pode Yehovah Nefesh Ibadayo. Willowa Ye Shemu. Kol Ha Hosim Bo. He will be redeems the soul of his servants. Ibadayo. And none of those who take refuge in him shall be condemned. Shall be guilty. None who takes refuge in him. Willo ye ishemu kol ha chosim bo. All kol ha chosim, those taking refuge, bow in him. In no way shall offend all the ones hoping in him. In no way shall be guilty all the ones hoping in him. Now, some say there's an added verse beginning with the letter pay. Desolate. Desolate has been translated in the two last verses here in the KJV. The key in the Sefer Tehillim in the verse before is the word guilty. That word guilty, to be held guilty. This is the same Hebrew word in the preceding verse. They will escape the fate of the evildoers, the righteous, right? His servants. They will escape the fate of the evil. There's repetition of the verb in the consecutive verses. It heightens the contrast between the fate of the rebels against Jah and those who confide in him. Such a distinction in their destiny must inevitably
follow from his and through his righteous.